Beginning the current daf, Masechta but Dezer daf and hey, beginning the Malavgin Tezmat, the beginning the Gemara, Leikhen got the gas beuter. You could purchase a wine press that was pressed by the non-Jew. Now, Av Bishanotel beyodoi, now even though he takes it with his hands of a nisle tapuch and he puts it into the pile, in an asiyah nesach, that's the chiddush, it does not become yah nesach asher labar until it goes down into the pit. Kacha girsa, that is the text that we have. Now, Yeshvam Shagoysen, but the arser and girsois that the words are she'enoi. Vavaseva pirish deresha. So we have a she. It's not a va. It's not and. It's that. It's explaining the first half of the halacha that so it doesn't make yain nesach until it comes down to the bar. Now oisins from shagursim ve'enay bevav. But the girsa that we have that I mean first taisa says without anything just enanasi yain nesach fine. Then the she enay. So it's explaining and then there's ve'enay bevav. And sounds like it's saying, oh, and another halacha. That is, that even if the non-Jew is touching the flow that's coming from the wine press, Vier Labaran is going down into the pit, in an essence, it's not going to be forbidden, because ultimately it didn't go into the pit yet. Now, because it's difficult, because then why do we have to say, even though the non-Jew picks it up and puts it onto the pile, from the end you learn even more, in an essence, it doesn't become a yanisak at all, even if it's already flowing. Until it goes into the pit. It says, according to that case, you're right, it's not only this, but even this, you're right, the big chiddush is in the Sefer. Or you know, another picture, because there's a ton of Sefer, the Gilui Reisha. Sefer is coming to reveal regarding the first halacha. The labor don't say, didn't see in the letapuach. Then when you put onto the pile, because I call Nesav letapuach, when everything's gathered to the pile, have a kill your other bar, it's like it already went down the pit and would become Yain Nesav, like a mashman Sefer. As I said, become a teacher, no, the other bar dafka specifically only goes into the pit. If it doesn't go in, it's not going to be a problem about Yain Nesav. Next, there's Matabing in the words, the Gemara, your other bar. Goes into the pit, so whatever's in the pit is forbidden. Peshachon Drash explains another way. If the non-Jew touches afterwards when it's in the pit, then it's going to be forbidden. Mashmatek Perusha, something from his interpretation, or Tinlam, what it means to say is Vashamuta, but the rest that's not in the pit is going to be permitted. Even though a non-Jew touched it. That's how it seemed correct. The name that we're going to say, the Tani Seifa, says in the Seifa Domindereisha, that which would be similar to the case of the Reisha, the Nazilat Tabuach, that you know, you're putting on the pile, is Myron the Gia. It's talking about also touching. Then af mutter, the sefer mar in the gear, so that when the sefer talks about it, it's also talking about touching. That yeah, only what's in the pit is forbidden, but what's out of the pit is permitted even when touching. Aval ein lefarsh don't explain the ritzin. What it means to say is that vashar mutter, the rest is permitted. Chain and said that's not forbidden. Kishnago evi kachavim b'mashav bar. That meaning when the non-Jew touches what's in the pit, then what's out of the pit does not become forbidden. Al dei nitzug through the flow, the connection of the flow. Most definitely not going to be kachavim, but if the non-Jew would touch what's out of the pit, avasim not going to be would become forbidden by the non-Jew. The shabbat of a korin yain, because it is definitely cold wine. Because everything was put onto the pile already, to the mound. No, don't say that, because if that's the case, kimakshim the bigemar l'rabuna when the gemara asks from it onto rabuna. That it says that oh, once it starts to flow, it becomes yain nesach. So suddenly, why doesn't the Gemara just answer Rav Huna? That he's talking about when the non-Jew touches it. Because that Amish also would agree it's going to be forbidden. Because he's saying this that we permit the rest is only through the flow, but not if you actually touch it. So that doesn't contradict Rav Huna. Pchitim, if you're going to say the Makshi, but that the Gemara is asking Mekomakom Shaper. No, the Gemara is still asking very well. The Samech Ahad, the Shamin, the Rav Huna. Because the Gemara is relying on Rav Huna holds the Islay Perik Bezi holds later on Daf Amin Bezi went up. Then it's Chibur that the flow is considered connection. Umasin Mashman it's like in the Chibur and from the Mishnah sounds like that a flow is not connection. Make the Gushari Hashar Shabbagas from the fact that we permit what's remaining in the wine press, even though it's flowing into the pit right now. No, don't say that. That's what asking Lashutasa. If that's the case, I have a little Tamud Lasui Mosad Rav Huna. Come on, then the Gemara should have brought Rav Huna's teeth in later on. Given the Kari Chahipar, since the question is primarily from that. So the Kain Nira Kapir Rashi. So therefore, it seems like the way Rashi explains the Maribim Masnitin that the Mishnah is talking about the Ashar Mutter when we're saying the rest is permitted. Even when the Nadra actually touches it. Vashar Nichan. That would also make sense. The Lekalish Nui Gemara that you cannot answer in the Gemara the Masnitin Le Maribim Magav Kachavim that the Mishnah wasn't talking about when the Nadra touched it. It was just regarding the flow from what you when you touch what's in the pit. Rav Huna Ari and Rav Huna was talking about Magav Kachavim and Rav Huna was talking about when the Nadra touched it. That Kachav Masnitin Nami Maribim Magav Kachavim because actually. The Mishnah is talking about when the non-Jew touches it, because the Pirish is like we explained. Now, Bredi Pirish, the re-explain is the Vadi Maribim Masnitin Benitzuk Nami. The Mishnah is also talking about regarding the flow. Hashmina, we're letting you know, Shasha in the Nesam, but Tam Nitzuk, that that also that the rest does not become forbidden when you touch what's in the pit from the halacha of the flow. Now, how do you know? When the Kama Labi Gemara, from the fact the Gemara says on this, and Afnan Vav Mabez, Lo Yishon, we didn't learn that Shalhezli Gargus and Lagas. Only if they didn't put this basket back into the wine press, Pirish, in other words. But Azamutta, then we'll say, oh, it's going to be permitted. Shainan Esabatam Nitzik Bar Nitzik, because it's not going to be forbidden because as a connector, part of a connector. Partly more asked, what Gargusni Gufa, but my Mitzvah, what do you mean? I understand. How would the Gargusni itself become forbidden? Shainan Gemara says, Benitzik, because it's connected with the flow, although it's not in the pit, but when it's flowing through the pipe, through the Gargusni, to go into the pit. So it's part of the flow. Obviously, that the Mishnah is also talking about with the flow, like we explained, like the reset. Now, but Rishbam explains, Mashav Bar Asa, this that we're saying what's in the pit is going to be in the cistern is forbidden. Apalei Negiz HaBikachavim, even after touching it, the non-Jew, because of the force of the power of the non-Jew, the Gazer Rabban, which Rabban made a decree, Kamil Kamalik Vesele Ram Perk Bez Davayin Bez Mbez, V'chanam Yerosim B'kirch D'richasa B'gaz, from the force of the pressing in the wine press, Nimshach Ayayin, the wine moves, V'yarin Labar, and it goes down to the pit. And that's why what's in the pit is forbidden. Avishamut, why is the rest permitted? That does not become forbidden from his power. Does not yet have the status of wine. And also does not become forbidden. Now we're touching it, now with the flow, like we explained. Next, just to begin the words, the rest is permitted. In other words, even to drink, like the Rashi explains. He explains that actually, it's only permitted to have benefit. To become forbidden for benefit, until it goes down to the cistern. But you're right, for drinking it is forbidden. So too in the beginning, when it says like you could buy from the non-Jew a wine press that was already pressed in, even though he takes it with his hand and he puts it on the mound, and there, it's not considered like isur hana, although it is forbidden to drink. Now, Victor Rebbechon asks, Chodah, first of all, Lashon Leichin Mashman, the terminology buying sounds like the Mut Apishtiyah, that you could even drink it. Void more with the Gemara, in the Gemara Kiparach L'Rav Huna, when the Gemara asks on Rav Huna, Lashon Leichin, why didn't the Gemara just answer the Mut to the Masnitin, that when the Mishnah says permitted, and by no, it's for benefit, V'chikom Rav Huna Bishtiyah, comma, when Rav Huna said it's forbidden, because it started flowing, it's to drink, and then it wouldn't be a contradiction. And Biparach, the Gemara is asking Mishnah Tisker Rav Huna Yain Nesach, because Rav Huna mentioned Yain Nesach, the Mashmah, it sounds like Abano, that's permitted even to have benefit. That's not true. Later on, Rav says, Tinik Ben Yemel is Yain Nesach, a day old child can make Yain Nesach, Ben Mishtiya Dafka, that's specifically only to make it forbidden to drink. Like we see later on, Dafnan Zain Medal Begumara. So, Kachan Lefarish Kapirish, Rashi, different things to explain, like the way Rashi explains. I bought the min perk base. This is the Gemara Selim that find down base. Gabigas shall evan shazif so ebikachavim. That when you have a wine press of stone that was tarred by a non-Jew, and so the halach is yinagiv, you could just dry it up and then it's tahar shall eats. Now regarding wood, Rabbi Yinagiv says dry it up a chama, and they say yiklav azefas, you have to peel away the tar. Vegad amar, and there are those who say dafka zav, so that specifically was tarred of a darchba, but if he pressed grapes inside of it, but not enough for drying. Now, the question is why? We said we like not boot, so you allowed to purchase the wine press that was pressed grapes inside of it. Hashemah says you can say the Hasam Ari. There is to the Mishnah Achreina, according to the last version of this Mishnah, which is brought later on Amud Beis. The Kaimalon that we say the Halach is Kabasei is like that version, and yeah, according to that version, we actually do hold like. Like Rav Huna, and v'chipar chas masnin abraisa, and when the Gemara asks about the Mishnah of the Braisa, but masal the Gemara could have answered. Kal Mishnah Rishon, Kal Mishnah Achrayin. It depends on which version the Mishnah is. And nich lemei masnitin, but he preferred to say the Mishnah b'loy darach ba, without pressing in it, and Braisa b'darach ba. Look, mitavay the Mishnah Achrayin to explain that it's not a contradiction. They're both going like the Mishnah Achrayin, and that yeah, if you darach ba, that it would be a problem. Next, just about begin the words Gemara. You could press grapes with a non-Jew in the wine press. Pesach Korn just explains, and that the chiddush is from gram to malecha. There's no problem about causing tumah to b'shosh darch ben evikachav ma'at. Once the non-Jew already pressed it a little bit, nitmur already became tumah. Mash protect perusha. Some of your Rashi interpretation is darch b'seif tricha kama. When the Mishnah says you could press with him, it means at the end. So he already made a tumah. So you're not really doing anything. That's how it also appears to the reader. The don't explain derech mitzchilas dricha. That means you could even start off the pressing. Because it already became tummy once it was put in the olive press, in the wine press itself, that it became tummy. No. If that's the case, the astrologer is a bit of a tumma. Then when the case when the Jew makes his payers in the state of tumma, why can't you press with him? Because it already became tummy in the tummy wine press. So it seems like the way Rashi explains the Basif Dricha Kama, we're talking about the end of the pressing, you could assist it. That says, you could press with the non-Jew in the wine press. This tells us that he already went crisscrossing it. But you're right, if the non-Jew didn't go crisscross, then you can't, because you're going to be pressing things he didn't do, and you're going to be the Tamid, and therefore it's going to be a problem.